officially November, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Jim Brecker of Wayland, Massachusetts, and it was a nasty one. I said the time 6:29 on a digital clock, ignoring the colon, also reads 6:29 upside down. And I asked, how many times in a day can a digital clock, ignoring the colon, read the same right side up as upside down? Well, the quote-unquote obvious answer was 54, which is 27 times each 12-hour period. But the actual answer is 58. That's because on the date that clocks are set back an hour to go from daylight saving to standard time, which they did this morning, the clock goes through 101, 111, 121, and 151 a.m. twice. So the answer is 58.
Oh, wow. Okay, so people, look. I just want to say, direct all your angry mail to Will Shortz, okay, at the New York Times. Because this might have been one of the hardest puzzles ever. There were only two correct entries, two out of 500. And we have one of them with us. Marcus Ewart of El Cerrito, California is our puzzle winner. Congratulations, Marcus.
Thanks so much, Aisha.
So did you realize that daylight savings time thing, or did you just happen to put in 58, or you kind of messed up the number?
I did realize the daylight savings time thing. Originally, I was thinking the answer seemed a little straightforward or a little bit too mathy, and then I realized that the day of the puzzle was going to be the clock's back day, and that felt like the right amount of trickiness for the weekly puzzle.
Oh, wow. So you knew it. So you were thinking about this. Oh, my goodness. Look, I know some people are going to be like, uh-uh, I don't like that. All right, Marcus, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Marcus and Aisha, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence conceals the name of a well-known U.S. city phonetically. For example, if I said, the lumberjacks unlaced their boots, you would say Jackson, as in the capital of Mississippi, because that's hidden phonetically inside lumberjacks unlaced. So here we go. These all work phonetically. Number one is, I'd like you to meet my amiable sister.
Miami, Florida.
Exactly. Number two, the CPR pro gave Diane a Heimlich maneuver. Here it is again. The CPR pro gave Diane a Heimlich maneuver. It's in California.
Anaheim.
Anaheim is right. Did anyone who's sincere accuse me of doing that?
Syracuse?
Syracuse, New York is right. The hockey player got semi-pro vocational training.
Provo?
Provo, Utah. Good. A neighbor gave Thoreau an oak tree.
Roanoke.
Roanoke, Virginia. The MC led the chanteuse onto the stage. It's in Arizona. The MC led the chanteuse onto the stage.
Tucson.
Tucson, is it? The pet owner would, on tiptoe, lead obedient dogs downstairs.
Toledo?
Toledo, is it? And here's your last one. In the end, it was the whole shebang Gorbachev lost.
Ooh.
Shabokin?
Not quite. That sounds like someplace in Michigan, but that's... Here it is once more. In the end, it was the whole shebang Gorbachev lost.
Oh, Bangor, Maine.
Bangor.
Oh, yes.
Bangor,
yes,
Maine.
Yes,
you
yes.
got it.
All my Stephen King stories came back. How do you feel?
I feel good. Feel relieved.
Well, you did a great job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Marcus, what member station do you listen to?
Listen to KQED.
That's Marcus Ewart of El Cerrito, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, Will. So we're going to do things a little bit differently this week. We have a 2-week challenge because next week we're going to be playing with some special surprise guests. Y'all are going to like it. You're going to like it. So stay tuned for a new deadline for this 2-week challenge. But first, Will, tell us, what is the challenge?
Yes, it's a creative challenge. Name a geographical place. Then describe it acrostically using the letters in its name. For example, Albany could be described acrostically as Administering Legislative Business at New York. The place can be anywhere in the world, the U.S. or abroad. Entries will be judged on originality, sense, naturalness of wording, elegance, and overall effect. You may submit up to 3 entries, and the person who sends the best entry, in my opinion, we'll play Puzzle on the Air with me in 2 weeks.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. You can do up to 3 entries this time. Our deadline for entries is Wednesday, November 15th at 3 p.m. So pay attention. It's not on a Thursday this time. The deadline for entries is Wednesday, November 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.